We got Therapy Thursday here. Dr. Judy Bloom is here to take your questions, 842-KLY. And we came across this thing about parents lying to their kids.
Yeah, MSNBC is talking about this new study out in Canada. Oh, boy. 70% of parents say they teach their kids that lying is wrong and unacceptable. All right, maybe I think that percentage might be more. But meanwhile, 4 in 5 parents admit that they regularly lie to their kids.
Wow.
You teach your kids, don't lie, but you're the biggest liar in town.
Right.
How do we, what's up with that, Dr. Judy?
You know, I think that first of all, the biggest lie that anyone ever tells is if they say they never lie, right?
Right.
Because true.
Everybody lies about something some of the time at some point.
We just found out there was some study we found that men lie twice as much as women in a day. I think 6 times a day, and we lie, females, 3 times a day.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Guys are bigger liars.
The common lies are women lie about their age and their weight, and men tend to lie about their height and their income.
I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
Yeah, I might lie about other things, too.
We all know where that was going.
So you, for men, it's bank account, and what was the other one?
And height.
And height, really?
Height. Right, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So it goes both ways. The people lie about all kinds of things. But, you know, what we really need to get into is why people lie and also what that does in terms of your kids and, you know, being authentic with your children about what you expect from them and who you are when you're with them and in front of them. Because you want to be the role model. You are the role model, and if you're talking one way and doing another, they're going to do what you do, not what you say.
So, Dr. Judy, you're saying that lying to your kids is not a good thing?
Lying to your kids is definitely not a good thing. There are certain things that are probably better left unsaid or that you can kind of minimize, like things like drug use and your history in terms of some of the maybe crazy and wild things you did in your, in your less sober moments, things like that, might be a good thing to downplay with a kid.
And also probably age-appropriate
right, exactly. We're talking about age-appropriate, and also you don't want to make those things okay, all right? You don't want to make it cool. If those are things you want to talk about in terms of learning a lesson, you know, and being cautious and make them understand that maybe these are things that you explored at one time and realized weren't the best ideas, right? You know, that the consequences were really, far worse than the momentary kinds of excitement and pleasure you might get out of doing them. That's different. That's age appropriate. They're going to have to be a whole lot older before you really get into that stuff. When they're, certainly when they're younger, those are things you're really going to want to minimize in terms of your own experience and make it more about just talking to them about why they may or may not be tempted to do something.
Let's talk about the thing that parents fear the most and probably lie about a lot of things, lie about a lot when it comes to their kids is sex.
Absolutely. Dan, go ahead. Tell me about that.
I think that sometimes it becomes too much of this, well, the birds and the bees and when... I just think sometimes you might just have to just be plain old honest about what the deal is with sex.
You know, people get uncomfortable talking about sex, and that's really what I think you're saying. You know, the parents get uncomfortable about how to talk to their kids about sex. You know, it's again, we're talking age appropriate. You know, if a 4-year-old says, "Mommy, you know, how are babies made?" You don't need to get into a whole physiological explanation of how babies are made. You can, you know. Nor do you need to say, well, the stork brings them. You can talk about, how people come together because they have, a loving relationship with each other and that family is important and those kinds of things. And they decide that they want family. You know, talk about what the kid is really asking about, which really isn't the kind of the nuts and bolts thing of it, you know. They don't need the graphic description.
And
when they're a little kid, you know, again, it's age appropriate.
Do dads and moms tell different stories when it comes to sex and explaining it? I think dads are more like, hold on, let me grab a video.
Let me grab mom.
Or let me grab mom.
Explicit, yeah.
Or guys are like, hold on, let me go get this magazine called Playboy.
Right,
hold on.
Moms are a little more touchy-feely in general, right?
Oh, that's what I picture.
What about white lies, Dr. Judy? You know, like mom's like, you know, eat your carrots, you'll be able to see better in the dark. Eat your green beans, they'll put hair on your chest. You know, that kind of stupid stuff.
Yeah, well, even that is, you know, what happens? The kid eats the green beans and there's no hair, you know.
Then you have some explaining to do.
Exactly. What else are you lying to me about, right? You know, and that's really the problem. Is you know if you tell, you know, lies to a kid, they're going to realize that they're lies fairly quickly, and then they're not going to believe you about all kinds of other things. Now, okay, lies that people do tell, right? That are sort of tradition. You know, Santa Claus, right? The Easter Bunny, right? And I'm sorry, yeah, really, there really isn't an Easter Bunny. I know.
There
I
is.
Blew it for you, but, you know. But things like that.
Kind
of fall in a different category in the sense that their myth and their tradition and their, you know, part of our culture. And if you kind of use them in that way, then you're not, you know, it's different. It's not a lie. You can say, you know, you talk about, you know, of course Santa's coming. You know, what's Santa about? You know, and then it's sort of, what does that represent? Or what's the Easter Bunny about? What does that represent? So kind of coming at it from that perspective. Or Elijah. What does Elijah represent, right?
There's also things that you already know people are going to lie about when you ask them. There are two things that come into my mind. When I ask you, well, I wouldn't necessarily ask, but how much money do you make? I think people always lie about that, and I think people always lie about the number of sexual partners they have.
Oh!
They do!
Well, there's that. Yeah,
I think if you ask the question...
Men say more and women say less.
Exactly.
All right, so according to this study, they say 70% of parents tell their kids that lying is wrong, but 4 out of 5 parents lie to their kids.
Yes. Mom and dad, you lie a lot.
And what are the biggest lies that you've told your kid? And maybe you feel guilty about it right now.
Or maybe you got caught, and how the heck did you get out of it?
How did you explain it?
Lonnie?
Yes.
All right, what's the biggest lie you've told your child?
This is a funny one, about the tooth fairy. You know, I, for some reason, wanted to keep their baby teeth hidden up in the top, like, above the pantry cabinet. And
it's a great place for it.
Mm. I thought it was.
Until?
And they found the teeth. One of my oldest daughter found the teeth, and she was like, Mom, my teeth are up there. And I said, are you serious? You found your teeth? Oh, my goodness, I wonder if the tooth fairy lives in the cabinet above our pantry. I mean, really, what do you say? You want to keep the, you know, magic tooth fairy thing alive?
Well, you like
special.
I think you like the imagination, too, right? That their eyes get big and they're
the
excited.
Tooth fairy. Yes.
That's funny. Wow.
That is too funny.
Well, but, you know, after she found out that the teeth were up there, damage. I started throwing them away. So they wouldn't find them again.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
What'd you say, Dr. Judy?
I said, that's not a lie that'll cause too much permanent psychological damage.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, I think your kid will be just fine, Lonnie.
That is funny. Thanks for the call, Lonnie.
Thank you.
Did your parents ever tell you a lie that you found out later on in life, or maybe when you were a kid, that they were lying about?
I think that's something that we should, you know, definitely talk about, you know, whether our parents lied. I think, you know, my parents were actually pretty upfront, almost brutally honest.
Nice.
Maybe they should have lied a little more. I don't know. But I think, you know, they certainly probably embellished things. And I think that that's also kind of, you know, when we talk about lying, something people have to consider is degrees of lying, right? You know, how much of it is just kind of adding to a story versus the actual story, that kind of thing.
Right.
Got it.
We're talking about lying to your kids or your parents lying to you. Amy?
Yes.
Good morning. What's your story?
Hi. When I was about 3 years old, my parents bought me a kitten. My older sister had just started school, and my mom had a baby. And so because I was feeling left out, they bought me this kitten. And we had it through a couple moves, and we had this cat for like 12 years.
Mm.
And my parents came home one day, and my dad came in and told me, he was like, you know, Sugar has crawled into the corner of the garage, and with her old age, she has died. So we need to go ahead and, you know, bury her in the backyard. And so a few years later, at a family reunion, my dad's telling one of his cousins how horrible he felt when he ran over my cat. And my sisters and I all stood there with our mouths open, and we just started crying, like all of us.
Aww.
I know. It was so devastating.
Yeah, because that was part of your family.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was.
Dr. Judy, is that a white lie or a...
Well, you know, Dad certainly was trying to protect the child in that case, you know, and but also in trying to protect the child, you know, not owning responsibility for what had happened.
Yeah.
As opposed to maybe using this as an opportunity to teach a lesson about how easy it is to have an accident.
Right.
You know, and that we all, that things happen and that we all make mistakes. And, you know, this wasn't, I mean, he didn't like go out and purposely, you know, run over the cat. I'm just, you know.
Hopefully not.
Right. Well, he's saying nothing awful about it, you know.
Yeah.
So this was an opportunity really to use what happened as a lesson rather than feeling like your kids can't handle it.
But it's amazing, just something like that years later, and all you and your sisters all just broke down and cried.
Yeah.
Well, we were all in our 20s. Like, we were old enough to not.
Yeah.
You know, the cat had been gone for 8 years.
Doesn't matter, though. That's devastating.
Amy, how old were you when it happened?
I was about 15.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So certainly, and how do you think you would have reacted differently had you known Dad accidentally ran over the cat and felt awful about it versus what he said had happened?
Well, we were mourning either way, and right. So I think he should have probably just told us the truth right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, because then you had to almost kind of relive your cat's death again.
Yeah, well, and we were at this family reunion out of town, and, like, it was just, it's kind of comical now looking back at it, but it was horrible.
Hey, Dad, can you lay down in the driveway for a minute?
Dad's like, maybe I shouldn't have this many beers at reunions.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Here again, we talk about, you know, remembering your animal, Dr. Judy's animal. So our animal for this week is bear. So you've got to build honesty and trust between you and other people that you are who are in your life, families, right? Children, adults, parents, significant others. Build honesty and trust. Explore different outcomes. Explore the alternatives. Have empathy for the other person. A is for attitude and acceptance. Okay, and that people, you know, need to build an attitude of acceptance, and that requires telling the truth, and that the consequences are worse if you lie. And finally, R is for respect, the respecting yourself and others and teaching your kids that. So remember to be a bear.
I'm remembering to be a bear this week.
All right, Amy, well, we're sorry about your kitty.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's...
We have cats, so we know the feeling.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God, that just breaks my heart.
I know. Thank
All
you
right.
for calling.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye, Thanks. Amy.
Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Spill the beans.
So what did your mom say to you growing up?
Well, my whole life I was growing up, and I was led to believe that I was a rape baby, that my mom was raped.
What?
Yeah, and I just turned 33, and I found my birth certificate, and I found my father's name on it. And so I went to my grandmother, and my grandmother's told me that my mom lied about that because she didn't ever want me to know who my real dad was because he cheated on her.
Oh,
so my whole
gosh.
Life I felt sorry for my mom because I was a rape victim, but here recently I just found out I was not a rape victim.
Wow.
Dr. Judy, that is all you.
That's a heavy one.
Talk about a horrible lie to tell a kid. What a horrible
That's thing. Why I was like, I got to call into this because my mom lied big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
But I'm making a point not to lie to my kids about anything because this messed me up.
About how that affected you and what your reaction was when you found out that this belief that she had been this rape victim all these years turned out to be not true.
Yeah, I was when she first told me that she was raped, I was traumatized for her. I actually went to counseling for her because I was like, you know, that's my mom. Oh, my gosh. And then here I'm the product of it. So I felt horrible all these years. She's got to look at me and remember that she was raped. And so that's what I went through my whole childhood. And then now recently I find out that it was all a lie, that my dad cheated on her and she just didn't want me to know my dad. I'm just like, now I have a lot of mixed feelings towards my mom.
Oh,
yeah.
I can only imagine.
I can see why. Yeah.
And look at the difference. I mean, growing up thinking that you were the product of a rape leads the child to grow up feeling this huge amount of shame, right, Christina? You know?
Yep.
Yeah, you know?
Absolutely.
That, oh, my God, I'm a flawed human being. I wasn't wanted. I was forced into this world. I mean, all those kinds of beliefs. You know, there's something wrong with me. You know,
yep. You know,
genetically, there's something wrong with me. This horrible person, you know, raped my mother, right? You know?
So Christina?
I was very withdrawn as a child because of it.
Absolutely. Very withdrawn. Very, you know, it living in shame. And now to find out that wasn't true. That was a huge lie and was for her self-serving benefit.
Christina, does mom know that you know?
Yes, she does.
And what's your
thing I did was confronted her, and we haven't talked since.
Yeah,
I don't know what to say to her. I'm so mad because I went through so much as a child thinking this about, and then as I grew up and understood even more about what rape was, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, my mom sees her attacker every single day, and you know, and I didn't understand why she would lie to me about that. I mean, she could have made up some other excuse, like your dad's just, she could have told me he was dead or something. I wouldn't have, you know, she didn't have to tell me that she was a rape victim, because that's horrible. And plus, not only that, I feel sorry because I have a best friend who was actually really raped, and right. So now I feel kind of like, well, my mom lied about that, and that's what makes society look at women who have really been raped, they wonder, well, is it true? Did you bring it on yourself? Because of women like my mom who lie about it.
Wow.
Absolutely true. I mean, she didn't lie in a court of law, but she did lie about it. And the anger that you feel has to be just enormous. I mean, really enormous, rageful, I would think.
And your mom shouldn't have lied to you, period. She shouldn't.
No.
I don't think
she
it was.
She should have told her the truth.
Yeah, not even that he was
told
dead.
Her the truth. This is what happened.
Wow.
He cheated on me, and I'm very angry with him about it.
He cheated on me.
I didn't
stay with him, and because it was, it made me so angry, and you know, and that's what happened, and that's who your dad was.
Also, Dr. Judy, you could agree or disagree, but your parent, whatever happens between mom and dad, the child shouldn't be caught in between that kind of battle.
That's
you know, your relationship with your dad is your relationship, and with your mom is your relationship. But whatever happened in the past between the two of them is not your responsibility or your fault or any of that stuff.
Exactly. And I should have had the right to have known my father's growing up.
Yeah.
She didn't want me to that's why she made up this rape story, because she didn't want me to know my dad.
See, one lie just turns into just
a whole bunch
of other things.
Like dominoes.
The fact that you grew up not knowing your dad, and you could have had this amazing relationship, and so there's an issue with that now. Now you grew up without your father. Now you found out your mom lied about something. And now it's just this whole thing that has completely broken you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
But at least you recognize it and you know it, and I think that's important, too.
And I'm sure it's also affected the way that you look at men all these years. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So these are all things that really I want to urge you to talk to a therapist about. I mean, this is really important for you at this point in your life. This is not for your mom. This is for you. Okay, to just be able to get okay within yourself about men, about sex, about power in relationships, about trust. I mean, all those things that are at the core of what you're really dealing with here when you're dealing with the magnitude of the lie that you grew up with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I really want to urge you to do that. It is, you know, there are you know, free and low cost places you can go if money's an issue. Health insurance will cover, you know, a good portion of if you have health insurance, of going to see somebody. Don't make money be the issue is what I'm saying in getting help here. Get some help with it. Really.
Okay.
Okay.
Christina, thank you for sharing this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We
good
really
luck
appreciate
to you.
That.
Thank you for having me on the show. You guys have a good morning.
You too. You know, I thought mom's lie about the green beans and putting hair on the chest was a big deal. That's a bigger deal for sure. Wow.
That is way bigger dealer. And you know, really proof of just how destructive lying can be.
Yeah. Wow.
Again, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a little white lie here. We're talking about a major betrayal.
Right.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
Betrayal.
That's a better word.
So, you know, white lies, you think those are okay?
Well, you know, there are times when, you know, discretion is the better part of valor, is the saying, right? You know,
yeah.
Where, you know, you don't want to say, you know, you look horrible in that dress.
Right. Well, that's just rude, right?
You might say, you know, I've seen you in things that are just so much cuter on you. Okay,
right.
You know, that would be a way to kind of say that same thing, right?
Well, it's, you know, you talk about the way you say it. That's so important. How you confront people with things. If you come confront somebody and you're just angry and you're cussing and I'm not going to talk to you. I can't deal with that.
Right.
But if you approach somebody and you're an adult and you have a sit-down conversation, nobody raises their voice, people are actually going to sit down and hear what you have to say more than the wailing, you know, an F-word between every word. I can't listen to that.
Right.
Right.
That's when I shut my ears off.
Yeah,
okay.
You shut down.
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time here, Therapy Thursday with Dr. Judy Bloom. What's your website?
DrJudy@drjudybloom.com is my email. And DrJudyBloom.com is the website. Judy's with an I, and Bloom is B-L-O-O-M, like a